Seller of the option. Seller of the option is under obligation to, under obligation, but to obligation to sell, but not the buyer of the option. Buyer of the option says, okay, I don't have anything. I booked it, but I don't have that. So I can leave it also. So there is no, what you call as, obligation. But once the price is striked, he can buy it. That much he can do it. Buyer at his desired level thinking, lowest price he will always buy. In call option, the buyer of the option has the right to buy the underlying. And in put option, the buyer of the option has a right to sell the underlying. So option buyer may or may not exercise his right. It is not compulsory for him. Right? So in case of the buyer of the option does not exercise his right, the seller of the option must fulfill whatever he is obliged. Buyer can say, okay, I don't want to buy. But seller can't do that because his is a short term. Okay. For call option, the option seller must deliver the assets to the buyer of the option. For a put option, the option seller has to receive the assets from the buyer. Now, there are different type of option derivatives, or which you may call as styles, option styles. Okay. Now, let us see one by one. European option contract. European option contract. Now, what happens in this characteristic feature? If the option was to be exercised on the specific date, okay, that is maybe first of the month or down the line, and the settlement date at the end of the contract period, then such options are known as European option contract. Such options are called as European option contract. First month, first day of the month, specified date. On that particular date, it will be happening. Okay. American option, if the option could be exercised any time up to the expiry date of the contracted period, such options are known as American option contract. Now, Bermudian option contract. In this Bermudian option contract, what happens? The option can be exercised only on certain predetermined or pre-decided dates. And they are a combination of American and European option. Bermudian option is. Okay. They are exercisable at the date of expiration and on certain specified dates that occur between the purchase date and the date of expiration. Asian option contract. The Asian option contract where the payoff is determined by the average underlying price over the some present time period. So average price is determined in Asian option contract. Now, barrier option. Barrier option characteristic is that the underlying security price, it must be passed on to the certain level of the barrier. It must pass on certain level or barrier before it can be exercised. And binary option is another type. Binary option, all or nothing options that pays the full amount of the underlying, that full amount of underlying security that meets the defined condition on expiration, otherwise it expires. Exotic options have a combination of various options contract features and it is of broad category of the option that might be included in a complex financial structure. Now, option can be any of the following types. In the money option, what is meant by in the money option? In the money option, this will lead to the positive cash flow to the holder if it were exercised immediately. A call option on index is said to be the money when the current index stands at the level higher than the strike price, and put is said to be in the money if the index is below strike point. Out of money. Now, in the money we have seen. Now, what is out of money option? Out of money option means a stock or index option is in loss. Is in loss in the form of premium paid to the buy the option. Therefore, an out-to-out money, out of the money, OTM, would lead to negative cash flow if they were exercised immediately. A call option on the index is out of the money when the current index stands at a level which is less than the strike price. Less than the strike price. At the money option, the option strike price is identical. Option strike price is identical to the price of underlying security. Price of underlying security. And there is no scope to earn any profit. That is called at the money option. In the money, out money, at the money. Three options. So at the money option would lead to zero cash flow if it were to exercise immediately. And the option on the index is at the money when the current index is equal to the strike price. Now, difference between the future and the options. We have to understand that. We have to understand that. Options and the futures. Difference between futures and options. Option gives the holder a right. Option gives a holder a right to do something, and the holder does not have an exercise. This has a right. In case of forward futures, the holder is obliged to buy or sell the underlying assets. Investor does not have to incur the cost to buy a forward or a future contract, but there is a cost to acquire it. Another option is a currency option. Currency option. This currency future is known as FX futures, and it is a future contract to exchange one currency for another at the specified date in the future at a price that is fixed on the purchase date. So currency future contract allows the investor to hedge against the foreign exchange risk. On NSE, the price of the future contract in terms of Indian rupees per unit or other currency. National Stock Exchange permits the currency future on four currency pair, USD, Euro, Great Britain, that is sterling, that is called GBP, and the Japanese yen. These currency options are currently available on US dollar. Currency futures on USD INR were inducted for trading the subsequent, and then Indian rupee was allowed to trade against the other currency such as Euro, Pound, Sterling, or Japanese yen. Right? an investor that expects that currency is to be become a very strong and will buy the currency futures. If the investor expects that the currency to weaken, he will sell the currency in future. Clearing and settlement always happens through the National Security Clearing Corporation of India, that is NSCCL, and is the clearing settlement agency for all the deals which are executed on the currency derivative segments. NSCCL act as legal counterparty to all the deals at NSE currency derivative segment and guaranteed settlement. Next main derivative is a swaps. Swaps are nothing but it is a private agreement between the two parties to exchange the cash flow in future.
Okay.
Swaps were first introduced in the public in 1981. Okay, and the swaps are among the most heavily traded financial contract. Swaps is most heavily traded financial contract in the world, and that too on OTC also. It is tailor-made for the counterparties, and the agreement defines the date when the cash flow are to be paid and the way in which they are to be calculated. It is specifies that the future value of an interest rate, an exchange rate, and the other market variables. So unlike the forward contract, where cash flow happens on just one future date, the swaps held to cash flow exchanges on several future dates. Swaps have a longer maturity term than the other derivatives like futures and options. The two commonly used swaps are interest rate swaps and the currency swaps. The interest rate swaps, there are two parties agrees to exchange the interest rate, that is a cash interest rate cash flow, based on the specified notional amount from the fixed rate to floating rate. One party agrees to pay the cash flow equal to the interest at the predetermined fixed rate on the notional principal for predetermined number of years. In return, it receives the interest at a floating rate on the same notional principal for the same period of time. Now, where the swaps contract is used? Uses of the interest rate swaps could be risk management, portfolio management, corporate finance, rate lock, and speculation. Under this type of transactions, the swaps derivative is used. Now, currency swaps. What is currency swap? Currency swap is the foreign exchange derivative between two institutions, between two institutions or two parties, because they are agreed to exchange both principal and interest payment of the loan in one currency for equivalent amount in net present value in terms of another currency. Okay, so for one it is inflow, for another it is outflow. So the currency swap can be used to secure the cheaper debt, hedge against the forward exchange rate fluctuation, to define against the financial turmoil due to the liquidity crisis. Another type of contract is the warrants and the convertibles. Warrants. What is this warrants? You know, shares, stocks, debentures, equities. Okay. Now, what is this warrant is for? So, warrant is nothing but it is a just like an option contract. Warrant is just like an option contract where the holder has a right to buy the shares of the specified company at certain price during the given time period. and the holder of the warrant instruments has right to purchase a specific number of shares at a fixed price in the fixed period from issuing company. If the holder exercises the right, it increases the number of shares of the issuing company and dilutes the equities of its own shares. Warrants can be issued along with the debt instruments. Warrant can be issued along with debt instrument, and it can be detached and traded separately. So whenever debts are issued, at the same time, if the agreement stipulates the warrants are also to be issued, then warrant can be detached from the debt and it can be traded separately. Expiry date is always more than 5 years from the issue date, and the warrants are said to be in the money when the market price is greater than the exercise price. Convertibles is also another type of derivative contract, derivative, and this is a hybrid type. Convertible is nothing but it is a hybrid instrument which gives a choice between the bonds and the shares. How it is combination? It combines the basic attribute of the fixed interest and the variable return securities, that is convertible bonds and convertible debentures and convertible preference shares. Okay. These are also called as equity derivative securities. They can be fully or partially converted into equity of the issuing company at the predetermined the specified terms as regards to the conversion period, conversion ratio, and the conversion price. It is predetermined. In the agreement, it is mentioned. If you have been issued the warrants, it can be converted into on specified date, into shares on specified dates. The number of shares for which the convertible bond can be exchanged is called as a conversion rate. And the excess of the market value over the investment value is called as option premium. Stock market indices. A stock market index is an indicator of the performance of the overall market. Higher the market capitalization of the stock gets the higher weight in the index, and index can also be calculated by way of equal weighted, price weighted, and the free float market capitalization method. Three methods: equal weighted method, price weighted method, and free float market capitalization method. NSE indices are managed by India Index Services and the Product Limited. Now, application of this index, where this index method is used. Index fund invest in the stock in proportion to which these stock exist in the index, with an objective to generate the return equivalent to the return of index. Index derivatives are the derivative contracts which have the index as an underlying assets, and they are used to hedge against the market risk through the index options. Now, participants in the derivative market. These derivatives we have seen where you can invest. There is an opportunity, use opportunity to invest. Now we will see who are the participants in the derivative market. Derivative markets are attracted by the different type of the trades, namely hedgers, speculators, and arbitragers. These three are always important players in the derivative markets. Now, hedgers, what do they do? Hedgers use the future or option market to reduce or eliminate the risk which is associated with the price of the assets. Okay. They try to hedge the price to their assets by undertaking an exactly opposite trade in the derivative markets, so that any loss that can be squared off. That is the responsibility of the hedgers, participants. Another participant is a speculator. What is speculator? Speculator use the future and option contract. Future and option contract to get the extra leverage in betting the future movement in the price of an assets. And what the arbitrager does? Arbitrager does, or he takes the advantage of the discrepancy between the prices in two different markets. Very small arbitrage opportunities are observed in the prices that are quoted in the most financial market. But in that too, these arbitragers are playing. As soon as an opportunity is seen, the arbitrager get out of the line to take offering position in the two markets to lock in profit. Now, hedging can be done using the forward contract and options. Forward contract helps the investor to get a fixed price from the hedger and reduces the risk of adverse price movement. Reduces that risk due to adverse price movement that the hedger does. Option contracts helps the investor to protect themselves against the adverse price movement in the future while still allowing them to benefit from the favorable price movement. Now, there are different type of speculators. A day trader tries to take an advantage of intraday fluctuation in price during the day, that is intraday. All the trades are settled by undertaking an opposite trade by the end of the day. Rate at which the trade happens and opposite trade at the end of the day, that squares up the position. They do not have any overnight exposure to the market. Therefore, the position trader, we have seen day trader, position trader is greatly rely on the news, tips and the technical analysis. Okay, technical analysis. The science of the science of the predicting the trend, price and take a longer view. Okay. That is the position that they are taking. That is position traders. They take and carry the position for overnight or on the long term. Now, there are margin traders also. Many speculators trade using the payment mechanism which is unique to the derivative market. This is called as a margin trading. When you trade in the derivative product, you are not required to pay the total value of your position upfront. Instead of that, you are only required to deposit only a fraction of the total sum, which is called as a margin. This is why the margin trading results in high leverage factor in the derivative trades. Speculator uses both futures and options. In case of future, the potential loss, future contract, the potential loss as well as the potential gain is also very large. So in case of options, loss is limited to the amount paid for the options. Now, let us understand a little bit about types of derivative market. There are different derivative markets in the country. They are organized exchanges and OTC, that is over the counter. Four commodity exchanges are established in India. One is Multi Commodity Exchange of India, that is called MCX. Second one is National Commodity and Derivative Exchanges, okay, that is located in Mumbai. Then National Board for the Trade, NBOT, located in Indore, and National Multi-Commodity Exchange, which is located at Ahmedabad. These are the four commodity exchanges that are established in India to deal in with commodity trading, OTC markets trading is directly happens between the contracting the counterparties over the telephone through the electronic media by the collection of the broker dealer scattered across the country. OTC derivative market have banks, financial institutions, hedge funds, corporation, and the high net worth individuals as a market participants. OTC derivative market is less regulated market that organize the exchange. OTC transactions are done privately where the exchange transactions are regulated by SEBI. OTC contract over the counter are tailor-made to fit in the specific requirement, and these transactions always carry the credit risk, which is managed within the individual institution where the exchange transaction credit risk is undertaken. Exchange transaction are prices. Exchange transactions are prices determined by the interaction of the buyer and seller through the anonymous auction platform over OTC transaction. Price is decided between the known parties. Now let us understand little bit about the risk which is associated with these derivatives. In the derivative segment, investor must understand that investment is in the derivative has an element of the risk and is generally not an appropriate avenue for someone of limited resources or limited investment, trading experience, and low risk tolerance. Therefore, an investor should select the derivative trading strategy which is based on his risk appetite and risk tolerance level. Investor who have traded in the derivatives at the exchange should carefully read the model risk disclosure documents. The preliminary risk which is associated with the trading derivative consists of credit risk, market risk, liquidity risk. Credit risk is nothing but loss due to failure of the counterparty, which is not making any, if they are not performing their obligation. Market risk is a loss due to adverse change in the market value. And liquidity risk is the failure of an institution to meet its funding requirement. Operational risk, legal risk, and regulatory risk. In operational risk, the loss, risk of loss due to inadequate system and control, human error is managed, is a management failure. In legal risk, loss which is arising from the legally non-enforceable contract, and in regulatory risk, loss arising from the failure to comply with the regulatory or legal requirement. Another risk here is the reputational risk, which is very important because loss arising from adverse public opinion, that is the reputation of the company. And the settlement risk, it is arising due to result of the timing difference between when an institution either pays out funds or deliverable assets before receiving the assets or payment from counterparty. And it occurs at the specific point. Strategic risk. Strategic risk is always arising from the activities as at the level of entrepreneurial behavioral of the traders in the financial institution, misleading client request, cost getting out of control, and trading with inappropriate counterparties. Another risk is a systematic risk. Systematic risk arises when there is a failure of the large and the complex organization of financial position in the economy. Now, let us understand some commercial uses of the derivatives. How this derivative commercially used, that we have to see in short. Okay? You know, the derivative suits better in the growing market, where there is a full of volatility in exchange rates, and that has to be managed the risk and fulfill the commercial obligations. Okay? Accordingly, derivatives are highly useful in mitigating the risk in trading and not in the investment. Always remember, always the risk is mitigated for trading and not an investment, not in investment. You have to invest, but while during the trading, that risk that is getting covered under derivative. So derivative market help to increase the savings and investment in long run. Transfer of the risk, which enables the market participants to expand the volume of activities. Now, these derivatives can provide various services. Derivatives can provide various services and uses to the commercial world. Uses to the commercial world. One, how it helps to corporates. The companies use the currency forward and other derivative to hedge the foreign exchange exposure. Commodity derivatives are used to hedge raw material consumption, interest rate derivative to hedge the borrowing cost. In respect of the mutual funds, currency forward and the derivatives are the hedge international assets and the liability portfolio. Swaps and interest rate derivatives to protect the commodity portfolios, the commodity futures to invest in asset class. Financial service firms, how they are getting benefited? They hedge the inventory of the securities, and banks act as the derivative market and make the profit on arbitrage. Individuals, they can speculate on asset price to hedge non-traded assets. Derivative market can also provide the various benefits to the traders, which consist of derivative market allows you to earn the money without physical settlement. Derivative market enables the arbitrager. Okay, and also the investor can take an advantage of the differences in the prices of the two market. The derivative market offers the hedging against the future fall in the price of the underlying. It also offers the product that protect you from the rise in the prices of the shares that you plan to purchase. Most of the important use of derivative is transfer of market risk from risk-averse investors to those with an risk-appetite investors. So risk-averse investors use the derivative to enhance the safety. So thank you very much, friends. We have seen and discussed the most complicated chapter in the investment management, that is derivative contract management. Okay, so investment in derivative contracts, derivatives and contracts. So unless you read it two to three times, if you read it, then you will be better understanding. So till then, thank you very much.